To some, he's a political mastermind, to others, an evil genius. But later this week, Linton Crosby, the strategist responsible for Conservative political victories in Canberra and London, is set to become Sir Linton. British newspapers are reporting that his skill in getting David Cameron re-elected in May with a surprising majority will be rewarded with a knighthood. The leaks of outraged political opponents and others who say it smacks of cronyism and demeans the honours system. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports from London.
I've just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, and I will now form a majority Conservative government.
May 2015 and a sweeping election win for the Conservatives.
And I want to thank all those who worked so hard to make it a success.
One man in particular was seen as the key to that victory, Linton Crosby, the Australian political guru nicknamed the Wizard of Oz, or the Lizard of Oz, depending how you view his campaign tactics. Fraser Nelson, the editor of Spectator magazine, is a fan.
His reputation now is higher than that of anybody working in this field. If you've got a problem and nobody else can help, and if you can afford him, you can hire Linton Crosby.
Arise, Sir Linton. That's the tip from early reports about the New Year's honours list. The 58-year-old is the go-to man for Conservatives, not just in Australia and Britain, but elsewhere. His election advice now in demand globally.
So the system in Britain has always relied upon the Prime Minister rewarding those who have spectacular political service. And that's exactly what Linton Crosby provided this year.
Not everyone's impressed with the idea of a Sir Linton. Jonathan Arnott is a member of the European Parliament for the UK Independence Party, or UKIP.
Labour and the Conservatives have used knighthoods in this way time and time again. It's time to stop doing that. Linton Crosby is one of the worst examples of this kind of excess. It needs to stop, and knighthoods should be given to those who deserve them.
And Alexandra Runswick from reform lobby group Unlock Democracy isn't impressed either.
The big problem for me with Linton Crosby getting a knighthood is the fact that he is somebody who's so enmeshed in the world of political lobbying. He's already been involved in lobbying for big tobacco while he was the Conservatives' election strategist and using his access to the Conservative Party to lobby Conservative ministers. So for me, this is something that both devalues the honours system and, of course, undermines trust in the political system, because it's yet again David Cameron using his powers of patronage to reward his political cronies.
But there's plenty of others who've received honours and knighthoods who you'd have to question what they've contributed to the greater good of the world, celebrities and pop stars.
Usually with people, pop stars and people like that, it's because they have also done charity work. The issue with Linton Crosby is that he's been given a knighthood for working for the Conservative Party. He was doing his job, and he obviously did it very well, but he was remunerated well for that. How is that adding to public life? It's adding to the life of the Conservative Party. It's obviously benefiting them and benefiting David Cameron, but I think it's hard to argue that he has contributed specifically to public life.
The Spectator's Fraser Nelson is sure of one thing.
To be honest, I think Linton Crosby's hourly rate is probably so high now that a knighthood wouldn't make much difference to it. I don't think it will mean much to Linton Crosby personally. I'd be amazed if he goes about calling himself Sir Linton.
Spectator editor Fraser Nelson speaking with Lisa Miller in London.